Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
DP's got a box, y'all. Let me just say, DP's got a box and scissors.
Well, here's the thing. And we were talking about, Austin and I were talking in the break, and there are some items that, if they were made available en masse to Husker fans, in my mind, Husker fans, every Husker fan would buy them. They would buy them. And if you said Husker football warm-ups, sweats, that players wore. Now, you could not make them, you could change the style every year so that they're tied to the year, and then you make them available the next year. But okay. Sideline gear. But actual sideline gear.
Yeah.
Basketball. So I pointed out that I have been in Nebraska for 5 years. I have never seen an Eric Strickland basketball jersey, Husker basketball jersey. I've never seen an Alex Gordon Husker baseball jersey.
Nope.
I've never seen, like, it just doesn't happen. I've never seen an Amon Green Husker jersey. Like, being sold in a store.
Correct.
And so I would wonder, on a Husker online shop, that if you offered those items, so take, you know, the Husker white basketball warm-up pullover that they wear when they come out for shooting drills. Austin, would you buy a Husker basketball pullover?
I would. Pretty quickly.
And I'm pretty sure everybody in the building would.
A lot of them.
Male, female, young, old. They'd rock it. White or red, wouldn't matter.
Nope.
Wouldn't matter. Be a thing. Baseball has the pullovers.
Yep.
Sell them?
Three-quarter sleeve shirts. Very baseball thing.
That would be fantastic. And from the text line says, JP says, I want Nebraska to go gray face mask full time. Now, that is the thing. So weeks ago, I was having the conversation with Jay and with Aaron Davis and with Ahmad, and we were talking about old Husker helmets. Of course, we've got the collection on the desk of different types of Husker helmets. And we were landing, and Jay Foreman just kind of giggled. He saw one of them like it was his. And it's the thing where you recognize your own, a thing that is yours, and you go, yeah, that's the one, right? Like that, that's it, right? And so here's what also needs to happen. If you are in possession of authentic Husker gear, equipment, please reach out to me at the station or on social media, please. Because, so you make phone calls sometimes. And one of those phone calls was, this should be a thing. Like, this would be really cool. And as the texter said, there are people who have a huge affinity for the gray face mask, the helmet with the gray face mask. And that's a particular type of face mask and a helmet. But Austin Orman.
Oh.
Austin Orman.
On the stream. Okay.
Get on the stream. Okay. I'm just going to point out to you on the stream. On the stream, baby.
Oh, there it is.
On the stream. On the stream.
All its glory.
Get on the stream, baby. All right? Oh.
Another one.
Oh.
Cameras to your left over there, DP.
I'm
going to
show
it up,
this.
Show it.
Yeah. I want you to see this magnificent beauty.
JP, that's for you.
This is the Husker white with the NU and the gray face mask.
Yeah.
And that's a dude's face mask, right?
Like, I would say that looks like fullback tight end face mask.
That's a face mask. But here, this is the thing, right? That if local businesses, if it's the Huskers, if the Huskers would put this stuff out for fans, it is a way to generate revenue at the highest volume and the greatest frequency. So I'll offer that to people and say, listen, I think there's a ton that Nebraska athletics and the University of Nebraska could do to generate money. I mean, there was talk today of new budget, higher tuition, trying to cut, you know, trying to fill in shortfalls, which a whole another discussion, things we've talked about in the past. But in the athletic department, there are ways. And these are ways. Again, if you tell me that the helmet costs $200 each, and that's the starting point for every player at an exhibition or practice, how much would, like, everybody pays more for an actual authentic team worn game used practice used equipment. A $200 helmet becomes a $400 helmet every time you do it for 100 players.
Yeah.
At a minimum, because we know that there's certain helmets that 400 ain't it.
No.
That's not the number.
No. Ty, what, Nash.
Right, right. So then you asked the question, and we were talking about it. If there's a, if you walk into a store and there's a signed Amon Green jersey, you buy the...
A lot of smart people don't feel so smart when it comes to their money. So Morgan Stanley made a podcast to help. Listen to What Should I Do With My Money? To hear real people ask real questions about money and get helpful answers from experienced financial advisors.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A jersey.
It's out of my price range, but I'd like to buy the jersey.
Right? I mean, but if it's in your price range.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
if you get to set a price range.
Yeah.
Like, you do that, right?
I would think so.
I just think that there are opportunities for fans to be included in the NIL in a way that makes sense for them so they get something for it. Mm-hmm. People, they talk about, you know, booster fatigue. The fatigue is not getting is not getting something for your additional bang for your buck. That's the fatigue, is that I'm just writing a check.
Yeah.
I'm just hitting send on a button. But for that same button, if I know, if I donate to Dylan Raiola, I'm getting something signed by Dylan Raiola.
And to make sure it's, you know, legit, you don't even have to have an authenticator. It's, hey, here's a meet and greet with Dylan Raiola. You get 5 minutes with him as he takes his shoes off and signs them, as he, you know, hands you his helmet. And then you're on with your day.
If just think of that. That as you walk out the tunnel, jersey, gloves, shoes, it's done everywhere else. It really is done everywhere else. And so there's a way to generate interest, buzz, following, and connection.
Goodwill.
Goodwill and memories. Long-term memories. Because from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, what fans talk about were the engagements and encounters and the experience. The moments that they remember. Mm-hmm. Like Tom Stevens often talks about, like being, like somehow he jumped on a bus after they won. And he got to shake hands with somebody before they threw him off the bus. But like,
that boy, Tom.
But to go to and again, it's a different price point now than it was then because it's more expensive, which is a whole nother discussion because it shouldn't be. But hey, okay. We'll figure out why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Same people who made it more expensive are the ones who are complaining about money and fan interest and fan connection. Same people.
Make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, in the SENSE and also the CENTS.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Yep. I mean, I'm just, but JP, you're right. That is a helmet. That is a helmet. Isn't that a good one? That really is a good one.
Beautiful.
And again, if you put it in, if you put, like, I want to call Fred Hoiberg, call Luca Virgilio and said, listen, do me a favor and find me a pullover warm-up, basketball warm-up for the entire staff. Because I want us in them. Mm. I'm going to do it. If I got to get into the baseball closet down there, Coach Bolt, I apologize in advance. Me and Harvell going shopping.
Yeah.
And it means more to the fan base, this fan base. Like, we know that it does.
It means more to them in their hands than it does to you in your closet.
Oh. Oh. Like, the walls here are going to look fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a stalker when it comes to this stuff. But I just think there are opportunities and ways for Husker Nation to give the fans the things that would appease them. And access matters. Hold on. Grab Rico. Yeah, Rico just walked in to the door. I want to get his impression. I want to get his impression of a thing. 1 to 10 scale of this helmet.
I'd like it better if the N and the U were interlocked like they were on the, what was it, the like green jerseys or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it though.
We were talking about the gray face mask and how
the gray face mask is elite.
Right? Is that the thing? You like the gray face mask?
The gray face mask on the regular helmet, the Oklahoma game?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Elite. I don't know why. It's very subtle, but it's better.
Better, right?
Yeah, it's better than the red.
Better than the black?
I mean, the black is just the best. Like, that
wait,
helmet?
The solid black with the red or the white with the black?
The white with the black is solid. The regular traditional helmet with the gray face mask is probably number two. The black N is number three, the black helmet with the red end. Honestly, face mask red, number one.
I mean,
the all black is number one, but if you change the face mask to red,
close. Is that the helmet that they should go to? Like, if you could pick any helmet for them to wear.
To wear always, it'd be the white with the black end.
Really?
Yeah.
Austin?
I can't
you're traditional.
Past the white with the red and the red stripe.
It is solid.
That has a red face mask, does it not?
Like, that one does.
That's Forrest Gump-ish Alabama.
Yeah.
You could talk me into a redesign, but it's going to take some convincing. In a big way, right, you talk about making moments, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The best way to sell a change is to win in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said if they had an exhibition with that helmet and a really good red jersey, like a midriff jersey, and then auction
they
them
can't.
Off. And then auction. Why can't? Why
not? Oh, exhibition. You said I was saying exhibition. Games. The games they can't do midriffs after Zeke went wild in the national championship.
Exhibition.
The NCAA was like, no midriffs.
Well, because he tucked it in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But yeah, imagine every numbered jersey, numbered helmet, signed, auctioned off immediately.
They'd make all the money.
All the money. All the money. That's why he's Rico.
They'd make all the money.
That's why he's Rico. This is why I brought him in.
You need, they, I get in trouble for this every time. You don't need it, but I need it. And just one alternate a year. Just one.
Yeah.
You don't, it doesn't yeah. need, just one.
We yeah. just petitioned that they sell the white basketball Huskers pullover.
Yes.
Like, there would be 10,000 in the arena every
year. Yes. Do they sell, so they do sell the Black History Month jerseys, right?
No.
No?
Okay. No. Not
that's,
available.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Yeah. Thank you, Rico. We'll draw the break, come back, and close out Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.